don't do the practices, don't do the yoga, don't get involved with the people there. A lot of them are screwed up, you know, and they have significant needs, and they're way behind in their karmic and reincarnation type of, you know, development. And that, you know, the reason why he had a son in the United States and because of our previous dealings was financial and the wealth that I would be able to, you know, to develop and create here. So that was his pitch to me in Missouri. And it was probably one of the, and I had a couple other times with him later, you know, when I was going to college and stuff, but probably one of the longer type of things. Now, back then, I didn't put two and two together and think he was a scam. In fact, I kind of looked at it with the whole karma thing and the reincarnation and how I still had a reason to believe because I'd just come out of the Kumbh Mela too, you know? So I didn't really think by him telling me this, you know, because I didn't have a lot of the other information I have now, obviously.